This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, I am keeping another promise to the American people by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch of the United States Supreme Court to be of the United States Supreme Court.
All right, Donald Trump, President Trump, picking Neil Gorsuch to be his nominee to fill the spot Antonin Scalia left when he died last year. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we start. We go to Washington, D.C. Justin Duckham joins us from Talk Media News. Justin, hello, and what do we know about Gorsuch?
Well, we know that he's a loyal conservative. He is a it was interesting. Trump sort of had two people he was choosing between, and Gorsuch was the more white collar of the two. He's the son of a former Reagan cabinet official. He is obviously very much in the line of Antonin Scalia, but he is somebody who's well liked, well respected around town. But he is very much in line with Antonin Scalia's conservative view. So as a result, as you can imagine, he's getting the kind of cheers and jeers from the people that you would expect him to.
Yeah, this isn't Justin, because all of us here in Radio Land have known Justin for years. Who is this from Talk Media News?
Yeah, sorry, this is Patrick Gavin with Talk Media News.
Ah, Patrick, well, welcome. This is the first time I think that we've spoken, and thanks for that assessment on Donald Trump's nominee. So Nancy Pelosi reacts, and she says it's a very hostile appointment. Democrats aren't happy, right?
That's right. So she's not a senator, but you know, as a Democratic leader, her voice does count. She's come out with a lot of criticisms, as has Kamala Harris, another sort of Democrat to watch here. I mean, the reality is that Democrats kind of made it clear that they would oppose anybody that Trump nominated who they viewed as being outside the mainstream. And the reality is that pretty much anybody that Trump would nominate would be considered outside the mainstream for the Democrats. So, if you think the past 10 days of the Trump administration has been tense, just wait till this nomination battle begins. This town will be in an all-out war. Democrats have kind of already said that they plan on filibustering the nomination. And then on the other side, Trump has said that he's absolutely willing to use the nuclear option, which is to just have a straight up and down vote and not have to have a filibuster-proof 60-vote majority. There are reasons why both parties might decide not to do that, but as of right now, there's no reason to think that this is going to be anything but a drawn-out fight.
Yeah, interesting. So while that's happening, also with the Democrats, they stall on the vote on Jeff Sessions for attorney general. There is an acting attorney general. The other one was booted. The acting AG that Obama had appointed, boom, we saw what happened here in the last handful of days. So what's going on with Sessions?
Democrats are employing kind of an interesting tactic in the past couple of days in order to prevent some of Mr. Trump's nominees from getting a full vote, which is that the rules are that if there are no Democrats in the room or the Democratic elected officials, that essentially that these meetings can't even take place. Now, this can't go on forever. But the reality is that when Trump fired the attorney general holdover from the Obama administration, you know, that's the wrong taste in the mouths of a lot of certainly Democrats on Capitol Hill. And it's kind of built up this scar tissue. And I think that their reaction to Jeff Sessions is very much a reaction to that, which is that if you're going to fire this attorney general, then we're not going to give you the attorney general that you want. How long this is going to last and how successful it will be, considering the fact that Republicans control all three branches of the government at this point, is to be determined. But Democrats, as of right now, are sort of trying to really throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks in terms of the kind of tactics that they can employ to either stall, delay, or prevent some of these nominees from getting through.
Yeah, so, and speaking of the nominees, here's another one for you. Betty DeVos, of course, the committee approved her nomination for the full Senate vote. So will she get clogged up in all of this, too?
You know, she's someone that Democrats have had their eyes on the entire time. But I think the fact that she got through that Senate vote, you know, says a lot about, I think, how people think her candidacy will do in the long term. But, you know, she kind of got tripped up this week with some of her remarks being flagged as having been plagiarized. And if I'm not mistaken, they're still waiting on some ethical paperwork and financial paperwork to be submitted. And she did not do a great job during her hearing. But, you know, at this point, I think there's just no the Democrats just don't have the number to really truly prevent any of these nominees from going through. And Democrats also run the risk of, you know, were they to filibuster or were they to stall and delay that come off as obstructionist, much in the way that they accused Republicans under the Obama administration of being obstructionist, too. I mean, Democrats want to get on to bigger and better things than simply nominations just as much as Republicans do.
Yeah, and I agree with you. They just don't have the numbers. Patrick, thanks so much. Nice to meet you, and we'll talk to you again here on America Tonight.
You bet. Take care.
So as he was saying, Neil Gorsuch is the guy you heard Trump announce that at the top here. And Trump released his list of 11 potential Supreme Court nominees, remember this, last May. And there were a lot of people that were surprised that Gorsuch didn't make the cut. So the 49-year-old federal appeals court judge from Colorado did make the second list in September. Then he became a favorite because he certainly has a distinctive writing style. And he wrote a list for, I think, a couple of different reasons when you think of him stepping in to Scalia's spot. And one of them is he is a big opinion machine. He produces opinions that people say are clear. They're interesting. There was a lawyer who was quoted today, and I was fact-checking that, who blogs about the federal appeal courts. And it's true, there are a lot of people that have chimed in and talked about the type of writing he does, his intellect, all that sort of stuff. And he's been a strong defender of religious liberty. He sides with the craft store chain Hobby Lobby, the Little Sisters of the Poor, and their battle against the Affordable Care Act, the mandate that employers offer health coverage, free health coverage for contraceptions. Remember how hot that was? So that's where he sits on that, of course. His views are favor the sanctity of life. He wrote a book called The Future of Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia, which concludes that intentional killing is always wrong. So that's where he lines up there. He's very, very pro-life, obviously. And he stood out, they say, in the second list from everybody else that was on the list. So how about that? And unlike judges who spend their entire careers inside or outside Washington, Gorsuch has split his time between the two in Denver at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit and then spending time as well in Washington Department of Justice in George W. Bush's administration. What do you think, America? We'll take your pulse next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
I took the task of this nomination very seriously. I have selected an individual whose qualities define, really, and I mean closely define, what we're looking for. Judge Gorsuch has outstanding legal skills, a brilliant mind, tremendous discipline, and has earned bipartisan support.
All right, so a little more about the bipartisan support, Donald Trump talking about his nominee. It's going to be interesting to watch how this, you know, all flows through Washington. It's like hot lava out there right now. But without a doubt, with the cabinet, everybody's going to get confirmed on that, whether they're trying to jam it up to some of the Democrats or not. Now a little bit of a different battle, I think, on Gorsuch and how they pick over, I think, his resume, what they'll do there. I mean, this is typical. This is typical Washington, right? It's, you set them up, you throw some stones at them, and then either they sink or they stand. And in this case, it would have to really, something would really have to dance out of the closet for anything to happen here. And I do not believe that. I know, people who know a lot about this judge, and whatever side they label themselves as, he seems to have a really solid reputation. Now, I did get a couple of emails in the day, so I'm just going to kind of throw them in here. I got one from Lynn who says, thumbs up to Neil Gorsuch. I saw the little press conference about that. I think it's smart. It sounds like he is definitely somebody who is very loquacious in his opinions and probably will do a fabulous job stepping into Scalia's position. It's been a long time since we've had that next judge in line. Then I got this one, and this one was from Kath listening to us in Portland, who says, oh, just ridiculous. You knew that the Republicans were going to go to somebody who is such a hardliner. Could we just have free thought in this country? And why does it seem like the Republicans are always appointing the judges? Well, not always, because if you remember, Obama had a Supreme Court pick. And think of Obama's picks. Didn't get this last one. So whoever the president is, yes, whatever the base is, we know this, where the leanings are, they're pretty much going in that direction. So it's true. Republican, Democrat, these are the two playing cards we have right now. You know how I always say, wouldn't it be interesting if we threw a curveball into that and had a legitimate third party? But, of course, we don't have that right now. I really do think he's going to sail through the proceedings, get a couple of rocks thrown at him, knocks it down, and then boom, that's, you know, where it is. And it's been so long. If you think about Scalia and the shocker when he was away and he was hunting and his death, it we're going all the way back to February of 2016. And in that whole time period, of course, during the election cycle, there was no way. There was no way there's going to be someone nominated that got through. That wasn't happening. So, you know, here we go. Big shoes to fill. And, you know, I was looking at the 140 character world. You all know what that is, right? The 140 character world is Twitter. And of course, people who thought Twitter was becoming obsolete, think again when you have President Trump, who primarily has a conversation with the nation through Twitter. So I was looking at some of them. There was a tweet from Mike Pence, the VP, and he said, here's a photo of Gorsuch and Scalia fishing. And it's kind of a cool photo of them actually fishing. That's what he said. Then there was, I went through a whole bunch of this just out of curiosity. Newt Gingrich says, Judge Gorsuch is a superb nominee who will make Justice Scalia proud, an excellent choice by President Trump. Jeb Bush says, I applaud the president's nomination of Neil Gorsuch to serve on the court. He's a thoughtful conservative jurist and worthy successor to Justice Scalia. Tucker Carlson says, Justice Scalia really was a lion of the law. I believe Judge Gorsuch will follow in the pattern of Scalia. So, pretty much this is what I read. And then news media types like the New York Times just said Gorsuch voted in favor of Hobby Lobby when it objected to Affordable Care Act requiring coverage of birth control. I mentioned that already. And so you had a little bit of... He had a little bit of swings at him. But even from, I don't know, even from a Democratic point of view, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it just didn't seem like it to me from everything I read. Of course, I didn't read 2 million tweets, so I cannot, in all honesty, say, yes, I read every tweet that was out there. I wouldn't have time. I wouldn't be on the air. But I read a lot of... I read a lot of the tweets, and again, most of them were pretty positive, except for there was a few, like Rob Flaherty said, denied a trans woman hormone therapy, denied Hobby Lobby, is a mini Scalia. You think he's going to be fair to LGBT folks? So we live in a land of... lots of opinions, but my opinion on this judge is that he's not going to have a hard time, too hard of a time, as I already mentioned, in clearing the decks and becoming the next Supreme Court justice. And this is the yin and the yang, folks. This is what happens. The scales of Lady Justice swing in whatever direction. The president, who is the president at the time, whatever his leanings are, and I say his because we haven't had a woman yet, but whatever the leaning is of the person, that's what you're going to get judge-wise. So Trump had a list. He was on the list. It's not a shocker. That it might have been if you just saw the first list, but not a shocker if you saw the second list. There was a lot of push for that, especially his age. But for his age, his ties to Scalia, his ties to legal writings, his ties to, as I said before, heavy opinions and sticking, you know, to those opinions, just part and parcel what you would have expected. Now, if you looked out the window of the White House while the announcement was going on, because Trump was there, and so was Neil Gore, they were standing next to each other. So the Democrats are expressing skepticism, and then they're immediately, you know, blew out there and on the Twittersphere and all that. But if you looked outside the window on the other side of the House, a lot of tensions erupting over the immigration order, because there's marchers in front of Pennsylvania, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Granted, smaller than it has been the last couple of days, but there were still people that were marching. And there's people that are protesting at colleges and universities against the executive order temporarily banning citizens from 7 Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. That happened last week, as you know, meaning barring citizens from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Somalia, I'll say it again, Sudan, Yemen, from coming into the United States. The executive order also suspended the refugee resettlement program for 120 days and indefinitely barred Syrian refugees from entering the country. So the executive order has left some of the schools, and that's why you're seeing a lot of the protests there, scrambling in regards to international students. So this has pushed up the needle on some of these campuses like Wayne State University. You know where Wayne State is? Detroit, Michigan. They had a protest on campus opposing the law. Columbia University. There were protesters at Columbia. A lot of protesters at night, during the day. University of Toledo also had a lot of protesters. Is that settling in for all of you? That's part of the Buzz and the Lamb. We're talking about the rest of it on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What's happening? What are you talking about when you roll into the local coffee shop? Or maybe you don't do the coffee scene. Maybe you're not up for spending a ton of money to go to Starbucks. You know, I hate to bag on Starbucks, and so many people give me Starbucks cards that but it's too strong. I don't know if it's just me. Is it me? How do you feel, America? Too strong? I just took a sip of my coffee. I drink, somebody asked me to say this on the air, so I drink community coffee, I'll drink a lot of light coffee, medium roast coffee, whatever, but anytime I go into a Starbucks, I always say, whew, you cannot fill that, they fill the cup up to the top and it is burning hot, just too strong coffee for me. But here's part of leaning over the fence or at the water cooler buzz or when you're pumping gas and you lean over, somehow this conversation comes up, whatever it is. But how about this? Remember last fall, Trump supporters rallied together and boycotted Starbucks and CEO Howard Schultz posted an open letter yesterday condemning President Trump's executive order denying entry to the U.S. to all refugees and banning immigration from seven majority Muslim countries that I mentioned, right? So in his letter, Schultz promised to hire 10,000 refugees over the next 5 years in the 75 countries around the world where Starbucks does business. And he says the hiring program in the U.S. will start with the people who have served with U.S. troops as interpreters. We know there's been a lot of people that fall into that role, and support personnel in the various countries where our military has asked for such support. So now conservatives announced after Schultz came out and said that, that they would boycott Starbucks. That was all over various forms of social media. So those jobs, Schultz came back and said, by the way, would be in addition to their existing programs to hire U.S. veterans and military spouses and create jobs in at least 15 low to medium income areas in the United States by 2018. Boy, that coffee's going to get more expensive, I have a feeling. Now they're pounding in some more jobs. So pretty interesting, isn't it? One thing I'll say about Trump, it hasn't even been 2 weeks, and as president, he's elicited more response, I think even more than Obama when he took office, and more than Bush, for sure, more than Clinton. Absolutely. Because what seems to happen is you're either in or you're out. It's the us's and the them's. There's not too much in between. And it goes back to that whole thing about Americans. And I don't know. Sometimes I think, and maybe it's because I grew up in Philadelphia and I've had the pleasure of living in every quadrant of the United States, whether it's up the southeast, southwest, west coast, you know, Midwest, wherever. And I think that sometimes we forget that. I mean, aren't we, I get that we all have different opinions, but sometimes aren't we all playing on the same team, right? Aren't we Americans, aren't we playing on that same team? It's kind of crazy. It hits a nerve occasionally. It does. It hits a nerve. So, for the buzz in the land, besides this little bit of a blip with the Starbucks thing, I think this really had people talking, and I think it was really amazing to see Bill Medley do a little press conference and talk about what happened in his ex-wife's cold case murder. So you have to go back to the 70s, and the Righteous Brothers singer Bill Medley was in Lake Arrowhead, California with his 10-year-old son. When he got a phone call, he said he would never forget. His ex-wife, Karen Klass, was in the hospital, and she never woke up. That's it. And Klass was 32 years old, mother of two, found beaten, raped, strangled in her house in Hermosa Beach, California. So she was in a coma for 5 days before she died. 41 years. I'm saying this is like cold case, right? 41 years after her death, they announced they had solved her murder. And he was there for the reveal when they were revealing who it was. Medley says he was a wreck after her death. He said it was an out-of-body experience. He said, I can't believe I'm looking at caskets for Karen. I just doesn't make sense. She was beautiful, live, wonderful. How do I get out of this bad movie? And at the press conference, they announced the killer as an escaped prisoner, this Kenneth Troyer. Troyer was killed in a shootout with the cops in the 80s after escaping from a California prison. And Troyer was a suspect in multiple assaults, and was actually behind bars, was in prison for burglary. So this decades-old case was solved through DNA testing. It's familial DNA testing. It's controversial. It's a law enforcement tactic that you can only imagine in California is controversial, but it allowed them to solve this murder because the investigators could do a search for a potential relative of the killer in the state's felon DNA database that they had. So Medley said, you know, I figured that I probably knew the guy, but I didn't. Thank God I didn't know the guy. He just dropped out of the sky. Troyer's brother lived a few blocks away from his ex-wife, was in the neighborhood, was casing it looking for a place to rob. So he was just out doing that when that happened. And he said, thank God he's dead. I'm happy I don't have to go through a court situation. And I thought I would want to look at the guy in the eye and deal with him, but now I'm just grateful there won't be any court. So, you know, he had two kids with her. Two kids. And they were really good friends. They went to the same high school, went to the same church, all that kind of stuff. And he was at one of his performances, saw her in the crowd, and then that's when they started dating. But it would be a very strange call to get. And this is why I put this in the buzz across the land category. Because, one, it's amazing that they were able to do this with DNA testing. And I would think for the sons, because they were so young, I would think, I don't know if closure is the right word. You never get closure when you find out your mother is horribly beaten, raped, attacked, you know, murdered. There's no closure there. But you at least know what happened. You know who it was. And that I guess the idea that somebody was out there would be terrible, would be creepy. So for whatever shift you might mentally make, you could see it in his face. I watched that press conference, and you could see that there was almost a release sort of with him, and he said that because it weighed on him. You know, it weighed heavily on him. Then the buzz goes from that unsolved case that's now finally solved to this story. San Francisco is challenging Trump's sanctuary city order. Because remember, this is the other shoe that dropped that hasn't been talked about quite as much. But San Francisco became the first city in the U.S. to file a lawsuit over the executive order that was specifically targeting those cities. So that order was to crack down on those cities for, you know, because of the money that they had that was going toward that. So the order threatens to withhold federal money from cities that hinder efforts to capture and deport undocumented immigrants. It says they harm public safety. Now, the lawsuit says the executive order is unconstitutional, exceeds the president's power, claims the city complies with federal law, and seeks to, you know, prevent the government from cutting off funding. So the city attorney says, look, the president's executive order is not only unconstitutional, it's un-American. One exception is Florida's Miami-Dade County. The Republican mayor has ordered jails there to fully cooperate with President Trump's crackdown on the sanctuary cities. Otherwise, the sanctuary city supporters across New York and L.A. and San Francisco especially say it's going to tear families apart. No, they won't do it. They're going to file the lawsuits and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now, it is no secret that this was going to happen because if you remember, he constantly pointed out that he had met with the family of somebody from San Francisco who was killed by somebody who was shot and killed by an undocumented immigrant who was in the sanctuary, you know, was part of the whole sanctuary city thing. And Trump says sanctuary cities are crime-ridden havens for illegal immigrants. Numbers we can count next on ATN.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. And boy, do we have a lot of numbers for you. Look around, people. Numbers are everywhere, right? Measure. We move. We tweak. We talk about them all the time. So let's start. How about this for numbers? And I'm going to just bop around in a couple of different directions. And this is a pretty good one, actually. And it has to do with, it was a story I happened to see it somewhere on a wire or on a website or something I read, but Poland puts the Auschwitz staff database online. How about this? So there was news this week that they published the first online database with the names and other personal details of the nearly 10,000 staff who ran the Nazi Germany camp. And that included, you know, everything from, oh, 25,000 names, I guess, had originally been gathered, and they wanted to go through and have it in five languages and have it available. The ruins of gas chambers, of course, crematoriums, barracks, the site is certainly a witness to the killing of 1.1 million people around, mostly Jewish people, at the camp built in the 1940 in the southern area of occupied Poland. And children-wise, they estimate 232,000 children were victims. So, you know, this new database comes just days after the museum at the camp urged Germans and Austrians to hand over any material that could shed light on motivations and the mentality of the wartime staff. I mean, that's what they said. They wanted to know the influences. So, you know, there was a professor who started the work back in the 80s identifying the Nazi SS staff that ran Auschwitz and went through all the names, every name they could find, and, you know, cross-checked it and everything else. So a nightmare, what happened there, a nightmare for these generations down the line who don't want to be a part or be associated with what, you know, with what happened there. And, of course, we know there's secrets. I mean, let's be real. There's secrets that people know are hiding or don't talk about, you know, that could go all the way back to when that camp first opened and what is known or not known that's actually been handed down through family trees or, you know, rumors or conversations or letters or whatever it might be. I find it hard to believe there'd be a lot of, it's interesting. Is there a lot of material evidence or not? I don't know. All right. So we move from that to galactic fossil. I was reading this the other day. You know, we just had Chris Carberry on from Explore Mars, and I'm fascinated by the planets. I urge anyone, if you can, to put on your bucket list. It's right outside of Marfa, Texas, the McDonald Observatory. You guys have heard me talk about this before. I had no idea it was there. I was taking my nephew and my family to Marfa. And lo and behold, I mean, I knew it was there, but I didn't realize how cool it was. And then when we did the night thing, and you could look at these stars that were a billion light years away, it was crazy to me. So now there's this conversation about Terrazan 5, which was a globular cluster in the Milky Way galaxy, I guess until now is what they're saying. An international team of astronomers using cameras on the Hubble and a group of ground-based telescope noticed something that was a little bit different. They released their findings. They think that Terrazan 5 is really a stellar system that represents fossilized, I had to say this on the air, it represents a fossilized relic of galaxy formation. They say perhaps one of the earliest building blocks of our galaxy, but it's unlike any other galactic fossil that is known. So what does it mean? They're saying it can be traced back 12.5 billion years. Wow, 12.5 billion years. But Terrazan is different because it's apparently a clump. There are stars from two time periods, and they can tell that. 12 billion years ago, then 4.5 billion years ago. It's crazy. They said there was a supernova explosion. It's above my pay grade, but I think it's incredibly interesting. I do. I think that's interesting. All right, so we move to this. It's interesting when you have just one baby, but two babies, but three babies at one time. Pharrell and his wife got some interesting news. Three babies, triplets. So they already have a son who's like 3 years old. Now they have triplets. They have not announced the names of the babies. And if you don't know who Pharrell is, he is on a show that's popular. He's a former voice coach. He did the soundtrack for Hidden Figures. You know, he's a singer. But, I don't know, got any good suggestions for names? Manny, Moe, and Jack. Eeny, meeny, miny. And then they could have another one, Moe. They already have a son named Rocket. That's a lot of naming. In some places, I bring this up in this segment with numbers because I think it's pretty fascinating. In some cities, and many of you may know this, you have to have a name for the baby or babies when you leave the hospital. In other cities, because they do the birth certificate, in other cities, you can wait. So if you want to wait, you can wait. But I wonder how many, and I don't know this, I don't know the answer to this question, how many hospitals actually let you leave? Okay, you have the birth certificate, you have the last name, baby, whatever, but you don't have to give the first name. I know in Texas, you have to have a name. I mean, could you change the name? Of course you could change the name, but then that's a whole legal thing. But you do have to have a name. It can't just be baby whoever. So, yeah, pretty interesting. So he's got three names to come up with. All right, this is a crazy story, so cover your ears if you don't want to hear about a tapeworm that came out of a man's mouth. Oops, I guess I already said it. So doctors removed a 6-foot tapeworm through a man's mouth. There's your number, 6 foot. Doctors in India were stunned that it was that big. 48-year-old man underwent a colonoscopy after complaints that he had this awful abdominal pain that had gone on for months. And he had low hemoglobin concentrations in his blood. So they discovered, when they did the colonoscopy, they discovered, oh, this is so not funny, they discovered part of the worm. And they didn't have any clue. It was like that. And when they went down and they did the procedure and pulled it out, it just kept coming out of the mouth. 6 feet long. Food contamination. That's what they say. They're suggesting that's what happened. He was in bad places. And that's how he ingested the tapeworm eggs. Oh. Oh! What a way to end the show. Thanks for listening.
Sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.